In researching some of this, I come across some people where, you know, I thought that this was too extreme. But then again, 2 months ago, I would have thought that what I'm doing now is too extreme. So what do I know? But I've heard of people just eating raw beef, like not even cooked. Have you heard of that? What do you think about that?
I've heard of it. I haven't tried it. I probably won't try it unless I start getting symptoms.
Right.
If I got symptoms, I would do whatever it takes to get rid of them again. But I don't have any, so I don't necessarily see the need. But I'm very careful to say, like you just said, to say something silly or something strange, because what I'm doing is definitely considered strange. So I don't know if it works for people. There might be people out there, and that's all I can tolerate. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I don't lay any judgment on that stuff. And if I'm honest, I did try a spoonful of raw ground beef just to try it. I wasn't really a fan, but that's just me personally.
Yeah.
But I at least tried it. I've heard some claim, and I'm still looking into this because this is really interesting to me. I don't know if it's all plants or just some plants, but there are some people, even medical professionals and stuff, that have claimed there are harmful natural chemicals in certain plants that they produce that we eat regularly. And I'm not talking about like Roundup and pesticides and stuff. This is things that the plant will produce naturally, like harmful chemicals. So what are your thoughts on that? Have you done much research into that?
I haven't done much research into that, but yeah, it's true. Some plants are harder for us to consume because they do produce natural pesticides so that bugs won't eat them or anything won't eat them. So that could be part of the problem.
Right.
I'm probably leaning more towards microbiome problems. So we're missing the gut bacteria diversity that we're supposed to have in order to tolerate some vegetables. I also think years of eating grain, like people aren't supposed to eat grain. I mean, cows can eat grain and they have a whole bunch of stomachs. Like they're not like us at all.
Right.
So I think years of eating things like that mess you up, and sugar, right? Stuff like that, even dairy, like, I don't think that's something we're really supposed to be eating. Mm-hmm. And then people say, oh, well, we've been eating this for 10,000 years. What's 10,000 years? Like, really, in the grander scheme of things, that's not very long.
Right.
And then you can look at things like people are sick, especially North Americans, right, with autoimmune disorders and mental health issues and cancer and heart disease. And if you look in the animal kingdom, animals aren't sick unless we feed them.
That's true.
And then they're sick. So that seems like a pretty good argument. I mean, like, dogs and cats get cancer too, right? But we're not feeding them meat, and they are carnivores. Mm-hmm. That's actually what they should definitely be eating. And it's still like first ingredients, alfalfa or something. And yeah.
Yeah, that was something that blew my mind when my good friend Joe Artis Horn, he's another author friend of mine. He wrote a book called Dead Pets Don't Lie, and it's all about the pet food industry and how there are no regulations whatsoever, at least not here in America. I don't know if it's different in Canada or other countries, but here in America, there are no regulations whatsoever as to what actually goes into pet food. You know, we got all sorts of regulations for human food, but for pet food, there are none. And just that fact alone blew my mind, and the rest of the book did too. But he wrote that, and then he recently wrote a book called Time Bomb, which was all about gut health, because he dealt with a lot of issues that he reversed through diet, which is what first got me interested in this. Now, if people want to find more about you, view your recipes, keep up with your blog, follow you online, where are all your outlets? Where can they go?
They can go to Facebook. So I have a Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/thecarnivorediet. Mm-hmm. So that's following me on Facebook, and I usually put blog posts up there. It might be easier to follow than the blog. I don't know. I have an Instagram page. That's just Michaela Alexis. And the blog.
Great.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.